What's up, everybody? Thanks for joining us for this very special Good Friday service. We're gonna start with a little centering prayer led by Ryan Howard. After that, I'm gonna share a short reflection on the meaning and significance of the cross. Then we're gonna take communion together as a family. So we really hope you enjoy your experience with us tonight.
Hello, my Heartway family. It's such an honor to be sitting with you guys today. This beautiful nature, this experience that we're getting to share together. As we sit and we begin to relax and just allow ourselves to get comfortable wherever we are, I'd love for you to join me in the centering prayer today. As you sit and get more comfortable, I recommend that you perhaps bring your hands to your knees. If you'd like to experience the feeling of being more grounded, face them downward. If you would like to be in the position that represents a level of openness and welcoming of the gifts and the blessings that God has for us, then I welcome you to have your hands pointed upward. And as we begin to get more calm and relax, allow your awareness to go to your breath as you breathe in and out. Let us take a collective breath together. And as you continue to breathe, just allow yourself to focus on your breath. You may notice that thoughts or emotions or sensations are arising within your body. And all of that is okay. Simply allow them to be. Just observe. And as you get more calm, just breathe. There is nothing that you need to do in this moment. There is no goal that you need to strive for. Just surrender to the beauty of this experience. You may hear the beautiful sounds of nature that surround me. Let them beckon you into presence, into the stillness that you are. And let us take one more collective breath together. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. You're doing amazing. In this moment, your mind has successfully entered into the theta state, which is synonymous with a state of relaxation, a state of calm, and a state of peace. Even after we leave this centering prayer, this peace cannot leave you. It cannot escape you. You are this peace. Allow it to surround you and imbue every atom of your body. Now in your own time, slowly allow the sensations to return to your body. You don't need to rush. Just carefully bring your awareness back as we prepare to receive the message that has been brought to us by the Lord today. I love you all, and thank you.
Hey everybody, thanks again for joining us on this very special Good Friday. As many of you know, this is a very significant time for those of us who are Christians because this is a time that we get to remember and reflect on the meaning of Jesus's death on the cross. Right before Jesus was arrested, he prayed a prayer in John chapter 17. I want to read it to you. He says, "O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and my disciples know that you have sent me. I have revealed you to them, and I will continue to reveal you to them so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them and so that I may be in them as well." See, the reason why we follow Jesus is because our experience as Christians is that God has revealed himself to us through Christ. So when we look at Jesus, what we see is the visible image of the invisible God. Jesus, within himself, holds together humanity and divinity. And in doing so, he shows us who God truly is and who we truly are. So what is the significance of Jesus' death? Because God's self-revelation through Jesus takes its peak on the cross. That is where we see God revealed the most fully. So what does the cross say to us? Why does this matter so much? I want to share with you three quick things. Number one, the first thing that the cross shows us is that love is the way to God. Remember, Jesus didn't just die. He was crucified. He was executed by the political powers of his day. The reason why is because they considered Jesus to be a threat. Because everyone that they excluded, everyone that they said didn't belong, Jesus uplifted and said, no, they have worth. They have value. Everyone is equal. All of us are children of God. And Jesus believed in this vision of justice, this vision of God's kingdom, God's dream for the world so much that he was willing to lay down his life for the cause. In the same way, you and I are invited to lay down our lives for one another in love. God is love. And the way that we come to know God is by loving one another. The second thing that the scriptures tell us the cross shows us about God and life is that suffering is the path to transformation. All great spirituality is about what we do with our pain. How do you respond to hard times in your life? It's fascinating to me that the cross at one point was a symbol of capital punishment and execution, and now, thousands of years later, the meaning of the cross has been transformed so much so that we see the cross as a symbol of universal hope and love. See, that kind of transformation is exactly what God wants to do with you in your life. God wants to turn your weeping into laughter. God wants to turn your pain into power. God wants to transform your weakness into strength. And as we open up our hearts to God, as we release all of our burdens and cares into God's hands, we make room for the Spirit of God to begin to do that kind of work in our life. Isn't it true that suffering oftentimes forces us to move to a higher level of consciousness and awareness? Because suffering, when we experience it a lot, brings us to the end of ourselves. And when we are at the end of ourselves, that's when God begins to show up in our life. Because now we are depending on a power that is greater than just us. And so suffering, when we look at it this way, can actually be a gift. Suffering can be one of the greatest ways that the Spirit of God teaches us and molds us and transforms us from the inside out, which is the only way that all transformation can happen. One of the truths that I anchor my life on when times are tough is the truth that God is sovereign. That's just a really big word and complicated way of saying that God never fails to accomplish his purposes. What is God's purpose? the evolution of consciousness. What is God's purpose? To bring us to a state of union and connectivity with Him, with ourselves, and with all of life. Suffering is one of the main ways that God brings about that purpose. God is always working in us to bring us closer to Him. And right now, even though we are in the situation that we are in, it's no different. So nothing changes in regards to our growth, our development. See, work may stop. Stores may close. Everything about our society may stop, but our discipleship never stops. We always continue to be students of Jesus, students of love, students of the way of peace, and the way of hope. Now, the last thing that the cross shows us is that the heart of God is forgiveness. Remember when Jesus was hanging on that cross, He was nailed there, and He looked at the soldiers who had hung Him up on that cross. And in that moment of agony and pain, Jesus says something miraculous, something that you can only say when the Spirit of God is alive within you. Jesus says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Isn't that so beautiful? There's also another story about two thieves that were hanging next to Jesus. One of them was mocking Jesus and saying, "If you're the Son of God, why don't you get down from that cross and save us?" The other thief looked at Jesus and said, "Would you just remember me when you enter into your kingdom?" And Jesus replied to him by saying, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Think about that. This is a criminal that we're talking about. Jesus was an innocent man, so he didn't deserve to be punished in the way that he was. These other thieves, I don't think anybody deserves to be crucified. That's extremely barbaric. But in the society of that time, that was the consequence of committing certain crimes. And so in one sense, we could say that they deserve to be there. And yet Jesus looks at this man and he says, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Everything about that messes with our ego because we love to get people back. We think people have to pay for the harm that they've done. But the heart of God is forgiveness. Regardless of who you are, what you've done, whatever you are feeling guilty about or ashamed about in this moment, know that God forgives you. Know that God loves you. Know that when God sees you, what He sees is a reflection of the very divine self. I know for myself during this time, I've had to be very gentle, especially for the first couple of days of being in quarantine. I was feeling so unmotivated. I was feeling like it was a lot easier for me to get irritated for no reason. But guess what? I had to be gentle with myself. I had to allow myself to experience that. And I had to come to the recognition again and again that my worth is not dependent on what I do, that God sees me and God loves me. I don't have to feel guilty about what I'm doing or what I'm not doing. Instead, I can simply rest in the grace of God that is always flowing towards me. God's heart towards you is forgiveness. Guilt is a lie. The truth is that you belong to God, and in God's sight, you are exactly who you need to be in this moment. Nothing can ever separate you from the love and the forgiveness that God always has available for you. And so the way that Christians have always reminded themselves of these beautiful truths is through the practice and the ritual called communion. Communion is about coming together as a family to eat bread and drink wine as a way of reflecting on the body and the blood of Jesus, which was offered up to God in Jesus' life. And so I want us together now to take communion as a family, to remind ourselves of these wonderful truths, that love is the way to God, that suffering is the path to transformation, that God's heart towards us is total and complete forgiveness. And before we take communion, I just want to say one thing. It's important to note that when Jesus was always eating, all throughout the Gospels, when Jesus was eating with people, He was always eating with the people who were outcasts. So the religious people of Jesus' day would always accuse him because they saw him eating with the sinners and the drunkards. And so they assumed that Jesus must be one of those people as well. Well, what is Jesus showing us by eating and communing with these people? What he's showing us is that God approves of all people. God accepts all people regardless of who they are, what they've done, or where they are from. And so today, as we take communion, I want to remind you, you don't have to do anything to earn your approval in the sight of God. God already fully approves of you. You don't have to do anything in order to find a sense of worth, because you are infinitely worthy in the sight of God. And those truths are truths that we can really say are good news for us in this time. Let's take communion together as a family. And so on that night, when Jesus took a piece of bread, he broke it and he said, "This is my body. Every time that you eat this, eat it in remembrance of me." And then he took a cup and he said, "This cup represents the forgiveness of sins that God extends towards all of humanity. Every time you drink this cup, drink it in remembrance of me." God, we thank you for the cross, for what it means, for the significance that it holds in our life. Thank you for showing your love in such a powerful way. Thank you, God, that even in suffering, you are with us and we're never alone. God, we're so grateful that your heart is one of forgiveness. We're so grateful that you approve of us even when we don't approve of ourselves. Today, we look towards you in gratitude. We're so grateful for Christ. We're so grateful for the cross. We're so grateful for the change that the cross has brought about in our life. And for that reason, we all say, we love you and amen. Amen. Thanks again for joining us for this Good Friday service. Don't forget, Easter Sunday is coming up in just a couple of days. Heartway at Home will be live on YouTube at 11:30 as well as Facebook. Invite your family and friends to join us virtually as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus.